Once upon a time, there were two boys. Shit happened, and stuff took place. Now those boys are men, and they can't afford a therapist. So together, on this podcast, they will air out what nobody talks about. Shit's gonna get weird, and you are going to judge. This is the Shaky and Jakey Get Judged Show.
What you just said is one of the most insanely idiotic things I have ever heard. At no point in your rambling, incoherent response were you even close to anything that could be considered a rational thought. Everyone in this room is now dumber for having listened to it. I award you no points, and may God have mercy on your soul.
What's up?
Yeah. What's up with you?
And this was the last episode of Get Judged, because nobody cares anymore.
Merry Christmas.
Yeah, whatever. Merry Christmas.
You have a Christmas shirt on.
I have my Nakatomi Plaza Survivor shirt on.
Nice.
Yeah.
Did you watch it?
I've watched it 7 times in the past week.
It's like, it's been on TV so much because of Bruce Willis's dementia.
Do they put it on hoping that if he sees it, it'll trigger him?
No, but I bet they're happy that he's got dementia and it's like extra advertising for their movies.
Well, yeah. And they don't, did we pay him? He won't know.
Yeah. It's just no royalties.
I watched a video. It was funny because I was sitting with my stepdad last night and he was like, he's like Mr. Negative, right? Like there's no like fun conversation. It's always about doom and gloom. And like, just he's that 62-year-old man that just talks about, you know, they're looking at buying a house. Oh, well, when you look at it, you know, we sell ours and then we got to move and lawyer fees and that's $100,000. So now we got to look at a house, $100,000 less. He reminds me of a captain I know. But he was talking, he's like, well, because we're watching Die Hard, he's like, oh man, he's like, it's so bad. He's like, he's just gone. He's no fucking idea what's going on. I said, well, I'll show you this video. And I showed him this video that Rumor Willis posted from March when they were celebrating his birthday.
Yeah.
I don't know if you saw it.
Oh, yeah,
like,
yeah.
He's gone. Like, he's like gone.
He's happy demented.
He's happy demented. And he's
super
like,
super weird.
It was weird to see, right? But when I showed him that, he's like, he didn't want to watch it.
Really?
Well, I can't watch that. I was like, why? Like, you were just making fun of him. Fucking there it is, man. That's what it looks like. And he's like, oh, no, it's terrible. It's terrible. My mom's like, he just needs a bullet. Joan Jett solution to dementia, ladies and gentlemen, fucking shoot them. People wonder where I get it from. And people are sitting and watching my parents talk, and they're like, ah, yeah, we get it now. We understand your views.
Just need a bullet.
That's what she said. She said, you just need to shoot him at that point.
Wow. Wow.
I'm like, Mom, he's not a fucking dog that bit a child on a farm. You're not grandpa.
That is.
Do you know how many times I came? Do you know how many times I came to the farm? I'm like, hey, where's the dog? Oh, he's gone. My grandpa, if a dog barked at a child, he'd shoot it.
Yeah.
This is Christmas memories, ladies and gentlemen. This is what this episode is. It's our Christmas trip down memory lane of fucking terror. My mom wants to kill Bruce Willis. So there you go. That's probably person one.
Yeah.
For our next episode. Joan Jett has spoken.
That's
Are you working? You better not be working. I will freak out.
Nope. I'm not.
Are you taking notes?
I was trying to get on. I'm having a problem with my internet. Which doesn't make any sense because we're talking. I get to take a class over Christmas. How fucking happy am I?
Do you?
Yep.
Do I have to?
I'm going to be learning. No. I'm the guinea pig for the classes. And then I've got to report back to see if this is the one we're going to go with instead of the PMP.
Oh, gotcha. Very exciting.
Oh, yeah. I'm going to be edumacated.
Finally.
Yeah.
You failed your PMP, so you might as well pass. Do you want me just to write it? Because I have no issues with any exam ever. That one I wrote this year is still pissing people off within the group of people that hold that designation.
Yeah.
They refuse to believe that it took me 40 minutes.
You know what? I missed the PMP by one question wrong.
Yeah.
And it's a 2.5-hour, 3-hour test.
Yeah.
And I was done in just under an hour. And they're 100%. Like, that guy failed.
Yeah.
And I'm like, maybe. And I did. Barely. But it was only by one question
out See, of and with,
340.
With the one. Yeah. I had 300 questions.
Yeah. Yeah.
And like, you don't get to find out how you did. You just know you passed.
Yeah.
And it's like, okay. And like, I was telling the president of the organization when I met them. Yeah. They're like, so how was the exam? I'm like, oh, easy. What? They're like, people fail that. People never pass it. I'm like, yeah, well, I'm not that person.
Yeah.
How long did it take you? Like, did you use the full 3 hours? No. No, I was up for 40.
It's 3 hours? Wow. I wouldn't have rushed.
Yeah, I would. Fuck. I mean, I had time. But anyways, back to my negative family. Just fucking. Yep. Can't afford that one. Why are you looking then? You can afford it. I know what your bank account has in it. It is the most depressing time of year for these two.
Is it?
No, they're happy, but they're just like, they're fucking dumb. Like the conversations that occur are just fucking stupid. I left the room. I went to bed. I was like, I'll see you guys tomorrow. I have no time for this shit. Not one positive conversation. And Joe and Jet's just sitting in the corner frothing, just getting fucking mad. Stomping around the house in her size twos.
Well, like what are they negative about?
Nothing. He did. All he was talking about was like the struggle with gas prices and the state of the world. Like it was like just like
white belt, white pants fucker. And complain about the government full time.
100%.
Yeah.
And then it was nice and warm here. Very shocked. And then, well, let's go down to the water. Too cold. What? Now he's getting sick too, so that'll be fucking great. Sucking on Buckley's in the restaurant last night. That guy, he's that guy. Like, and like sneaking Buckley's. Like, no one cares if you're drinking Buckley's, but he's like, he like goes bends down and like takes a shot. I'm like, what are you drinking? He's like, oh, it's my Buckley's. What? You brought the Buckley's in?
He's deserving.
Fuck, he's
fucking, Little Wayne.
He's a little pain, is what he is.
T-Pain,
yeah. So he, and then went to that Mrs. Rich's, right? Great restaurant.
Yeah.
Lots of variety. So that's why I wanted to take him, because he doesn't do well with variety.
Yeah.
He spent 20 minutes talking through the menu. Well, really? I don't know about that. And then he kept going back to the spaghetti. Spaghetti looks good. Yeah, spaghetti. I'm like, don't eat fucking spaghetti here. I made you lasagna last night. Like, oh, no, you know what? Spaghetti. I'm going to get the light spaghetti. And he's talking to my mom, and she's just like, I don't care. I'm having wonton soup.
What's light spaghetti?
Smaller fucking.
Oh, portion.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Spaghetti light. And so he's sitting there, and he's like, back and forth. It's steak sandwich or spaghetti. And I'm just like, dude, try something different. He can't. Then he's like, well, I'll have a beef dip. And then I'm like, you can't, because I'm making that Christmas Eve. Oh.
Ooh, nice.
Yeah. So he gets spaghetti. And have you ever seen this fucking psychotic behavior out of a human? I forgot he did it. He cuts his spaghetti up.
Oh, no. I'm psychotic like that.
Are you?
Yeah.
Like he cuts it up into like
yeah.
squares. And,
yep.
What the fuck is wrong with you people?
And then I eat it with a fork. I don't have to I don't have to fucking twirl it. I don't do it all the time. I do it all the time, but I used to do it all the time. That's how I used to eat spaghetti.
It was so funny. I forgot his eating habits, especially in public. It's so fucking funny.
Yeah, you cut it up into like Lipton noodle size.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. You fucking psychopaths. I got the fucking Captain Morgan burger. Fuck me.
The Captain Morgan burger?
I don't know what it was. It had everything on it.
That sounds like Miss Richie's.
Jalapenos, fucking Captain Morgan barbecue sauce, fried onions, onion rings. How am I not 400 pounds?
We've gone through this conversation. I don't understand. You must metabolize.
I purge a lot. No, I purge a lot.
Well, you're a furnace. Something's helping your metabolism just burn that shit.
Cancer. Right off. We're not allowed to make that joke. We are done with the cancer jokes, by the way. We'll talk about that in the last episode of the year, but fuck me.
Do you think 3D is going to join us last episode of the year?
He said he was.
Yeah. I was talking to him this morning. I thought I was going to be like, hey, you're going to be on the show. We were doing work. He's in full work mode. He's like what I have to do. Yeah. I've had to do for 12 years.
He gets it though.
Yeah.
What did you see yesterday? They always put me on hourly. Fuck this shit. Like, that's not how it works. They can't get all the money out of you.
Yeah, well, it's so funny.
Anyways.
They're basically paying them the same as hourly right now.
Yeah. So, what are you up to? What's going on with you?
Nothing. We're doing Christmas Eve dinner tomorrow.
That's right.
Obviously. But by the time people hear this, I will have had it. So it was excellent. It was a great dinner.
Oh, what a loser.
Yeah.
No, everyone cried. The gays were bad.
It's usual Christmas dinner. We'll probably set our intentions tomorrow night for the year. So every year, instead of resolutions, you set a one word
theme. Is this going to make me upset? Is this going to upset me in some way?
I don't think so.
Okay, well, it sounds like it is, but go ahead.
No, you like everyone sets up one word that will drive the theme of your goals, basically. So like last year I picked edumacated. So I read more books. I read like fucking 11 books this year.
You read books.
I haven't read a book. No joke. Before this year, I haven't read a book cover to cover since I was a teenager. Like, I've read technical books and all that shit, but like, I haven't read a book cover to cover, and I read 11 books.
So you read 11. Good for you. I did not.
I completed fucking basically masterclass.
In what?
Like, I own masterclass, the membership.
Oh, okay.
So I watched all the masterclasses that weren't fucking music or how to rap or how to dance. I watched all the cooking ones, the political ones.
Did you learn anything?
You know what? The best one was, I can't remember the guy's name. He's an ex FBI negotiator, and he talked about the art of negotiation. Okay. That was probably and there's like the math one. He's Asian, he's like 40 now, and he was like, well, it's important because when he talks about it, he talks about being Asian. He's super funny. But when he was 11, he won like the MIT math competition. He's like the youngest by like over a decade. Yeah. He was 11 years old. So he's like, the whole learning thing is about statistics and math and how it works. And it was pretty neat.
That's cool. I did not know these things about you.
His teachings helped me sort that pill situation when I mixed all the pills together.
Oh, gotcha.
He talked about statistically not knowing the difference between two pills. That's what he was using as his example, and separating them into groups. And statistically, you'll be able to separate almost exactly by separating under like a statistical theory. That's what I did with the fucking things.
Well, ladies and gentlemen,
it's smart Chinese guy, man, help me.
It is it's an educational episode. What's your word for 2024? Pegging.
No, that's an action.
You googled it a lot.
What, someone in Canada did?
Well,
it was just one dude in North Van. Just kept one googling dude in North over Van. And over pegging, again. Pegging. I don't like pegging. That answer. Like, give me another answer.
Can I call it pigging? Oh, same thing. Okay, well, that's cool. I didn't know you guys did that. So that's interesting. Yeah. I don't do that. I've never done that.
It was new. We started just a few years ago. Was David's idea on the consortium. He, because he didn't like, he's been around. He didn't like the fucking,
he's been
older. He's like It's like Big John, Gig John's age.
I love how you're navigating through this. Just call him an old queer. Okay.
Yeah.
That's what
he's very experienced, intelligent old queer.
Yeah. He's old. He's just old.
And he
you're so polite. Up, like, I love how polite you are to the consortium. Fuck the consortium. That's what I gotta say. I'm using the word. Guess what my word of 2024 is? If any listener wants to guess, please put it in the comments of what my word for 2024 is. Because I identify as being able to use that word.
Yeah.
That's my new thing. If they want to think that their scientists have found another gender, I'm going to identify as that word.
You know, the funny thing is, I think they hate that fucking gender stuff too.
No. In the golf cart, on the golf course, on the last day, when I was having a bad day, he looked at me stone cold fucking straight and said, there's more than two genders. And I said, get the fuck out of the cart. He goes, no, scientists. He goes, listen, his words were, our scientists have found the difference. I'm like, what? Your scientists. Number one, they don't let you in our schools.
I feel like Big Gay John is getting much, much better at figuring out ways to get under your skin. Like, much, much better. His timing is becoming way better.
I don't even know.
Because at the golf was outstanding.
I don't.
While he was under threat of domestic abuse, he came out swinging. Hey, I know you might hit me or anyone on this course right now, but there's more than two genders.
Mic drop, walk away. He was serious. He was like arguing. He got mad. He wasn't trying to get under my skin. He argued. I said, John, there is not. And he's like, no, there is. Yeah, you'll see. That was his proof. You'll see.
That's great.
So I'm still waiting. It's been 4 months. I've seen nothing. I've seen no proof. I Googled it.
And I locked out a fucking.
Okay.
Sorry. I was trying to write the fucking, and it locked me out of the Buzzsprout. Google pegging locked.
Why?
No, that's what I'm writing down for the note.
Oh, I was like, what the hell is happening right now?
There are two more of them. What are you doing this Christmas? Like, you, Joan
and Paul are here.
Yeah.
That's it.
But are you guys doing anything? You're doing beef dip.
Doing beef dip on Christmas Eve. I make a ham Christmas Eve for Christmas, but I cook it on Christmas Eve, so it's done. Yeah, I do my just doing a turkey dinner. That's it.
Nice. How much turkey do you have?
20 pounds.
Nice.
Got a 20-pound bird from Berryman's in Victoria.
Oh, nice.
So it's funny. I got it 3 days ago, and I was like, I was doing the math last night. I'm like, I should put that in the freezer for 2 days. It's not frozen. So I put it in the freezer last night. I'll pull it out tomorrow.
Awesome.
It doesn't stay fresh just because it comes fresh. I literally did the math while I was high.
Yeah.
And I'm like sitting there doing this. People are like, what are you doing? I'm like, I'm counting how many days that turkey's okay for. Well, put it in the freezer. I'm like, that would be a fucking good idea.
Yeah, I bought my turkey yesterday, and I was like, should I just pop in the freezer for a day?
You should.
Yeah. I'm cooking it tomorrow, though.
Oh, okay, there you go. Yeah, so it had juice in the bottom of the bag, so I'm like,
yeah. That
turkey juice is gross. And now it's frozen slimy. All over the bird. Now it's frozen all over the bird.
Yeah. Looks like frost, like gooey.
Yeah.
Unfreezable frost.
Yeah. So no, that's it. And I mean the house is full of like snacks and shit, but
yeah.
I go ahead.
Are you doing gifts?
Oh, it fucking looks like fucking Christmas fucking threw up. I will send you a picture. I won't even post it.
I
won't fucking post it.
So I have a whole bunch of Amazon packages under my tree.
Yeah.
I don't know which ones are yours and which ones I've ordered, but I've refused to open any of them because just in case I open yours.
You'll know which ones are for me.
I have your gift here. I didn't fucking send it to your house. I thought I was going to give it to you.
Sure you did, buddy. That's okay. That's all right. It's okay. You're
I have it here. No, here.
Yeah. Oh, whatever, dude. Fucking, you're all fucking talk. I'm giving you ample opportunity in 2023 to touch the package, and you fucking keep refusing. So, your ornament was the first one hung.
Oh, nice, beautiful. Yeah.
Kind of like some people's ancestors. horse thieves. Love it. I meant horse thieves. That's what I meant.
I just clicked on something. Check this out. We
don't ask me if you can share your screen.
2020, I won't do it. 2023, we did 37 episodes. We averaged 3.8 episodes per month. We're bi-weekly bosses. That's the award we got. We grew by 22%.
That's pretty good.
Yeah. Our number one is Maple Ridge.
Interesting.
We've hit 16 countries.
Without any advertising.
Just this year. Yep. Just this year.
That's pretty interesting.
Get judged nasty, dirty jokes. That's always been our number one.
That is
our 15th episode has always been our number one.
Yeah. Something.
Spill the Pills is our next big one. Oh.
You froze.
I froze. You froze too. That's okay. 22% growth, 37 episodes, 2,100 minutes this year.
Really? How is this episode 46 if we've only done 33?
This is episode 30. Is episode 35, 36.
Okay. I'm confused.
If you go onto Buzzsprout and click it, there's an image you can put on our.
Oh, is there?
Yeah.
Put on our.
That's kind of cool. On the Insta, on the socials.
Where is it?
It's at the very top when you log in. It'll say check out your 2023 backtrack.
Oh,
it takes there.
All right, I'll look into it. Doing a lot of umming.
You and Bombastic Podcast are on a war of reposting.
I want to keep it going so you can't see what the original post was. She keeps laughing. She's like, should I do one more? I'm like, are you talking about lines? Like, what the fuck? Do it. Always yes. If the question is, should I do one more? The answer is always yes. That is just a fucking, it doesn't matter what it applies to, do one more. Like, don't hang your head off the porch if you want to piss in the tall grass with the big dogs. Go get it. Do one more. You never heard that saying before?
No, I've not.
My buddy used to say that. He's like, when I was like, are we doing this? He's like, don't fucking hang your head off the porch and piss the tall grass with the big dogs, boy. And then we go get in the scrap.
I like it.
So, you know, our plans, I hope you kept it because remember we've got a surprise coming next year. We're going to work on something new. We're going in a totally new direction. I had a full notepad. Remember the notepad I always shared? That fucking app crashed and all my ideas are gone.
Really?
So hopefully, like the app is gone. It fucking would not restart. I couldn't back it up from an old version. So if you can at some point... Weird. If you can at some point find the list of shit I sent you. But anyways, now I got to find a whole new... Yeah, I'm hesitant to put it on any kind of app because if it dies...
That was your again, speed note?
No, fast notepad.
Fast notepad. I've never used that. I use To Do and...
I'm changing it now. I'm going to put it on.
One note.
Yeah, I think that's what I'm going to do now.
Yeah.
Because I'm quite mad.
And OneNote's easy to like, you can just click it and turn it into an email.
And OneNote's like through what?
Outlook. Like MS, like Microsoft.
Oh, right.
So it integrates with everything else, right?
Oh, you can just open it up and it's a whole thing.
Yep. You can turn it into binders with tabs.
Oh, and you can use voice and shit?
Yep. Pictures. You can click pictures in there.
Oh, my God.
That's what 3D was so fucking happy when I showed him that. That's all his notes now. Because he gets to put pictures and make it all look crafty.
he's an idiot. I love him, but he's fucking retarded. I hope you're listening. Fucking mop it. Go of fucking.
He's listening.
Go feed your bird.
Of course he's listening.
So last night he was going. Did he tell you where he was going last night?
McDonald's and get his haircut.
Van Dusen. They're gonna go to the gardens.
Oh, did they get tickets?
Yeah. So he never in 25 years the bird's been like bugging him to go.
Yeah.
And he's never taken her. So he's telling me about it, and I said, "Well, can you give her a message from?" From Uncle Shane? Shaky? Shane? Fuck it. Everyone knows my name. Can you get...
Do you want him?
I don't give a fuck anymore. Who cares? Okay. It's pretty close. The fucking comparison. Mine's
as close as it gets.
Yours is close. It's exactly the same. It's exactly pretty much. We are not sneaky humans. But I said, hey.
It's like Superman wearing a Superman costume and putting on glasses and people going, who the fuck are you?
Who the fuck? Wow. That is shocking. I use the same photo for both fucking webs or both fucking Instagrams. I just remove one object, one item. But I said, can you send a message from me and say, hey, see, I'm shocked that you're such an independent woman that's run a full household and you couldn't find your own way there in 25 years.
He didn't pass that on, did he?
Well, the mini was there and I was on speaker and she said, you can't do that, Dad. And he's like, I'm going to. So I don't know. He's alive. So you talked to him this morning. He must not have said it. But apparently he's been beating the dog.
Oh.
With a newspaper.
The dog's still alive?
Yeah.
I thought the dog was not alive.
No, the Moby dog.
Yeah. I thought the dog was that dog.
Yes.
And what? Same question. The dog's still alive? The
dog's still alive. I don't know what's going on there, but it's not good.
No.
You're still sick, hey?
Yeah, the bronchitis hasn't left the body yet.
The old gonosiva hiva herpalitis strikes again.
Definitely got AIDS. 100%.
I bought an inversion table.
Yes, you did.
Because my back and hips are a fucking mess.
Now it's helping. Love it. Yeah.
Oh, seriously though, like I went to Cairo the other day and he's like, because he's my guy, he listens to this. I'm like, as soon as I walk in before the door closes, I'm like, hi daddy. I say it loud so people and like he laughs. But he's like, he's working on my hips. He's like, these are the tightest hips I've ever felt in my life. And I'm like, how many men do you say that to in a day? Now lay on me and pop my back, daddy. Because he's like, he has to like throw his full weight in to get the twist pop on me. Ooh, so he like mounts my leg and like puts his hands on the other side of the table and like jumps. And I wonder why my back's always bad. Like, I don't think he's a good chiropractor. I think
maybe he's not a chiropractor at all.
Well, it is a weird spot. It's always immobile. It's been two different types of vans.
Nice.
So we got one more episode. That's the premonition episode.
Premonition episode.
Not prohibition.
No, definitely not prohibition.
Speaking of prohibition, 4 years on the 19th.
Yeah.
For this guy.
It's crazy. Cheers to that.
Fucking salute, cunts. I had some people message me because they haven't put two and two together and they're like, what is that about?
Yeah.
What do you mean, what's it about? It's very clear.
Yeah.
I've lived that many days longer than my diagnosis said I would. And then I leave it at that.
Yeah.
And just walk away from the conversation. And
you get re-diagnosed in March.
Yeah, that's right.
That could be a crazy event.
Yeah.
Let's drink and fucking drive around them for that. Let's call up some people from work that we know that are good at that and then fucking
let's do this.
it's like,
that is
it's
bad
like
being if you put the thing. What?
What's it called when you've been in prison so long? You're
institutionalized.
Institutionalized, yeah.
Funny how I know that one. March. That's a different thing. That's a different animal. I'm going to freak out.
Institutionalized. Yeah.
I don't want to. That's the thing. I don't want to anymore. I'm comfortable now. I don't want to at all.
Yeah, but other the freedom are like, to being able to do it every once in a while and be like, oh, I'm going to fucking go here.
Yeah.
Like, it helps.
We'll see.
My buddy was off for a year.
Yeah.
And he lives out of town, but he works in town. So he had a bus or train.
Yeah.
And he was like, near the end of it, he's like, well, I'm going to sell my fucking truck. I'm going to sell
100%.
I'm going to fucking save all that money.
Yeah.
And then he kept training for a while, for a couple of months, but then every once in a while, I'd be like, oh, I gotta take the
truck. Well, then you can go do other stuff, right?
Yeah.
But honestly, with everything being delivery and everything being able to be accessed by home, like, you don't, the 15-minute city is not, everyone's like, they're putting us in these 15-minute cities. We're not going to have any more freedom. Listen, you don't go anywhere anyways.
Yeah.
So you might as well move into one now.
Yeah.
You don't have to see fucking humans. You're a fucking derelict. You're terrible at being a person. Live in your condo, order your food, eat your fucking grasshoppers, and shut the fuck up.
Yeah. Eat grasshoppers, motherfucker.
Well, everyone's in full conspiracy mode right now.
About?
The rights and freedoms being taken away and, like, all the land being, but the usual shit.
I got in a conversation with someone yesterday that was talking about
Epstein's list.
Oh yeah, that's great. I can't wait till that comes out. And then they're all three names. There's three names being held back. And then I read on it, like, why those?
Because
18 people appealed. 18 people appealed, and they all lost their appeal. Every 18.
Yeah.
But the three people who they're keeping is, like, one was wrongfully chosen from a picture. So they gave you a picture and that person said, oh, that's shaky, but it wasn't. So they hid that name. And then two of them was proven that they had nothing to do with it. They were just in, like, they're in this, whatever, this book, but they had nothing, like, it was, they were exonerated basically.
Yeah.
But all these other fucking people, I can't wait till it comes out. I hope it's like Geraldo Rivera's fucking Capone's safe
bank, and there's
where everyone's like, oh yeah, I can't wait. It comes out and it's like Bob Hatchett from Minnesota.
Just a bunch of child molesters. Like, already convicted child molesters.
Yeah.
Like, already convicted. Like, a bunch of people that are they just gotta go back in. Like, fucking not a fucking new batch, right? Just like a fucking old.
They're on the app. They're on
the child. They're on the app.
They're on the sex offender app. It was just one day Epstein was high and he was like, oh, these are potential clients. Like, let's just go down the app. And he just wrote everyone's name down and they're like, oh, we got him.
Everyone's like, I really thought when we supported this child finder app, it was going to be able to help stolen children. Well, it is in a way.
Kind of. Yeah.
Potato. Kind of. Potato.
Kind of.
Everybody's donating millions to Child Finder. Like, oh. All the perverts just like, I didn't think it'd work either. But fucking Jeffrey was onto something. God bless Jeffrey.
I don't know what happened on my ex or formerly known Twitter or whatever the fuck you call it now. But like, my logarithm on there is all I get is conspiracy theorists and fucking shootings and people dying. That's it. Yeah. I get like, hey, this bank robber gone bad and everyone fucking died. I'm like, it's disturbing. It's not, I don't need to see it. I don't even know how I got it. Like, I know my Twitter used to be just full of porn stars and I barely have porn stars on there now. Now I just, and conspiracy theories, like Jack, the guy who made Twitter originally, he's put some fucking secret code in Twitter. And if you do this hashtags in a row and then go and follow this and put this in here, then all of a sudden a list of children for sale will come up, pop up on Twitter. I'm like, what are people, who writes that? Who's saying, like, I got 10 minutes.
Same people that think that there's giants living underneath the Denver airport.
Yeah. And they're selling kids. They're selling kids in the fucking.
I'm just saying, I think Child Finder app is what it is. And I think it's bad. I think it's bad.
It's like an Uber. It's an Uber for pedophiles.
Jared from fucking Subway sitting in prison right now. Fucking, I wonder if they deliver his front door.
He's trying to call it. He's been trying to call it for years.
In prison, they just dress the midgets up. as children. That's what happens. I'm the first one here to say, come behind the fucking gates of prison and see how Child Finder works.
You know what? Thinking about that, I've never seen, and I've watched like lots of prison shows and they talk about
never
like.
Never seen a midget?
Never seen a midget.
Do you know why? Because they keep them in a special wing.
Because they're children.
They're children in there. They can't show children. They sign a waiver.
They're like,
children. My God, you were born in prison? No, I just got unstuck from the ass. It's like fucking Ace Ventura when nature calls, fucking birthing a midget in fucking jail. Some big fucking rhino of a motherfucker shitting out the fucking midget that the other guy shoved up his ass using axle grease from the fucking compound. What?
That's a great scene. That's a great.
It's the best scene in movie history.
Best scene.
Best scene in movie history.
Yeah.
Ever.
That was one of the pinnacles of his career.
Better than the horse's head in Godfather.
Oh, yeah.
Which is still one of the best scenes ever, by the way.
Yeah. Do you know he didn't know that was going to be there?
No. No, it freaked him out.
Yeah, the actor didn't know.
And it was real horse head.
Yeah, it was real horse's head.
It's a real horse head. Like, that was a fake horse head.
Yeah.
I would have smelled it, but that's just me.
Oh, apparently my house smells like fish. I can't smell it. Does your wife have a sense of smell that somehow supersedes your sense of smell? I don't understand.
I have a sense of smell. Nobody else can smell stuff.
You don't like the smell of food in your house.
Nope.
Yeah. See, I live with one of those psychopaths. Now all my windows are open. It's fucking 8 degrees outside. Every window in my house is open. There's candles burning everywhere. The heat is cranked. Like, I walk past one of the heaters, it's just fucking like, your house is freezing.
Now, is this the part where I say, isn't there a cream for that?
Yeah, there should be a cream for it. Get the fucking fish away.
What kind of fish did you cook?
I didn't cook fish. That's the whole point. I cooked lobster like fucking 3 weeks ago.
Well, then you know what happened? There's a piece somewhere.
Yeah.
There's a piece somewhere. Get a cat. They'll find it.
Get a cat. Kitty.
That or a raccoon got into your garbage and dragged it into the crawl space.
Oh, that'd be great.
That would be magical. Oh my God, what a Christmas fucking miracle that would be for me if you had rotten fish underneath your house. I mean, that would suck for you, but I would never be happier, I don't think.
Yeah.
That'd be magical. I'm seeing it in my head right now. I'm seeing it play out.
I wouldn't need it.
I'm seeing someone go stay in a hotel. I see that happening.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That would happen. That's exactly
100%. 100% on your credit card.
Yeah.
You're working. I can tell you're working.
I just got an email. I'm just reading.
I don't care, dude. Fucking be an adult. We're in the middle of fucking doing our fun stuff. I hate this shit.
Are you on social media?
No.
Your phone is like, I can see it in your glasses.
No, I know.
It's like, boop, boop, boop.
Yeah. I can do two things. You can't. You're doing work. I'm trying to find us fucking stuff to talk about. See, I said fish, and now there's an eagle stealing fish from a fisherman.
Yeah, it's fucking wild.
It's freaking me out, man. I can't handle it. I'm putting my phone down. Oh, do you know how many times I've smelled my balls during the fucking recording of this episode? Oh, they're greasy.
You want some ball deodorant?
I have a bunch.
Oh, I've got some for you. I've never used ball deodorant in my life, ever.
I got a bunch from Manscaped.
It's going to get released from our company.
Yeah, I'll try it. Oh, do they have ass deodorant?
It's body deodorant, so you can put it anywhere.
Is it anti, it's the fucking, all these fucking companies.
It doesn't have the aluminum in it.
That's the one. Yeah. It's all natural. Everyone's all freaking out about how. Yeah. Oh, you're blocking your scent glands. And you know, if you eat more magnesium, you won't stink. That's the new one. There's no body odor if you eat magnesium.
Oh, neat. Did you watch Mother Earth yet?
No, I'm not.
You gotta watch that. Nope. She turns blue because she eats that silver fucking nitrate stuff that everyone's like, this saves cancer.
People have been sending me like every documentary known to fucking humans lately. I don't know what it is. I'm pretty educated. I think I'm good.
Shout out to the show.
Oh, I'm so sore right now.
Yeah. You're like moving around like you got a pee-pee.
No, I'm not the captain. Every meeting. Do you mind if I go? Go, man.
I just gotta go.
Don't come back. Don't fucking come back. And he doesn't. He didn't come back once. I sat there.
Oh, that's nice.
I was like,
he got distracted.
Then he pops in. Then he, oh my God, shit. I'm so sorry.
That's funny.
So sorry.
What, when's your family leave you?
What family?
Yeah. 26th.
My parents leave the 27th when it's all me.
And then, oh, they're staying one extra day.
Yeah. Yeah. So they're so they can decide that they're not going to buy a house. It's so fucking stupid. They're getting on my nerves. Like, I don't want to hear about it anymore. Like, I don't want to hear. I said it last night. I'm like, you just need to shut the fuck up.
Why don't they wait? Like, until the interest rates drop.
It's not even that. It's, like I said, I know how much money they have. And it's like, they can afford a house. But somehow they think that on the island, there's a $500,000 full house that they want, that they're going to get. I'm like, it doesn't exist. Maybe up in fucking Tatis.
Yeah.
Like, way the fuck up past Kalmar River if you want to go live up there and 200 people, which is a beautiful spot. I've been up there. I'd live there in a second.
Yeah.
But
not anyways. Not anymore.
I see it in the summer happening. Not now. Like, it's not now. They're just looking. They like Qualicum.
It's beautiful there.
Yeah. Today they're like, well, we're going to go take a look at Duncan. Fucking keep going. Don't fucking get out. Take a fucking blanket.
Are you going to watch? When's your next football? Like, did your team make
24th?
Is your team going to make the playoffs?
We're one out right now.
Yeah.
Yours?
Oh, I'm out. I think I'm out. Oh,
yeah.
I think I can't make it.
We play Carolina on Saturday. Or tomorrow. We play Carolina.
Standings. So right now, the wild card.
We're at 7-8.
Oh, you're just behind. You're just outside the wild card.
Yeah. So we got some teams that need to lose this weekend.
Yep.
If we go on another run, we're the 8th seed. That's the last time we won the fucking Super Bowl. We're the 8th seed.
Yeah.
2010. So you fucking imagine.
Yeah. Oh, I'm just outside. I'm 23rd seed overall. Nope.
Are we talking about UFC 300 yet?
It's starting. They're starting to announce the fights. I need to
work your magic for that one. Because April, you said you could go, couldn't you? March,
yeah,
you can.
I think April. Yeah, March is.
It's April 13th.
Oh, it's the date set?
Yeah. Oh, they've already started announcing fights. Like the fucking.
I saw they're announcing the prelims
are like a pay per view already. Like fucking Aljamain Sterling's fighting Calvin Kattar. He's moving up to 145.
You sent me that thing with Conor McGregor shaking hands with Dana White. Is he going to fight on 300?
Yeah, they're getting him on 300.
Is that going to be the fucking Ultimate Fighter fight? Because he hasn't fought that yet, right?
Yeah, it's either going to be him and Chandler or him and Nate Diaz.
I don't think Nate Diaz is going to win any more fights.
I don't
think he's done fighting.
But did you see Jake Paul's under investigation for fight fixing?
Oh, is he?
Yeah, his last card came up as there was unusual amount of betting on certain things as the fight was going.
Oops.
Yeah, and fight fixing. So now they're thinking that everyone he's fought has taken a dive. Of course they have.
Yeah.
There's no way he's a good boxer. We've talked about it. Like
That last knockdown.
What? That was crazy.
Pretty fucking
but that guy put his hands down.
Yeah. Well, I mean, he was pulling uppercuts. That was a pretty solid punch.
But hey, people have taken punches for $1 million.
Yep. No.
You could knock me clean out for $1 million.
Yeah.
Clean. Like, everyone's like, oh, it's not worth it. Have you seen $1 million?
Yeah.
It's worth it.
Yeah.
Tax free million cash?
Yeah.
Hit me.
I mean, and those fighters are never going to make that money.
They're never going to make it. Ever. So
I hope he gets caught out. That'd be fucking great. I hope he gets caught out. I mean, I also hope that he doesn't get caught out. Like, part of me is like, I'd like him to fight a real fighter.
Oh, he won't.
No.
I mean, to be fair, he's been boxing for, what, 3 years? So
yeah.
most boxers have been fighting for 18 years by the time they go pro. Like when you think about it.
Yeah.
So give him 5 years and then put him in with somebody his same age and his same weight.
Yeah. I'd love him to fight Tyson.
Mike Tyson?
Yeah.
Tyson killed.
I know.
But the Tyson and Roy Jones Jr. fight was fixed. I don't care what anyone says. That was a sparring match.
It was sparring. No, I don't think it was fixed. No,
You just think it was two old guys that fucking...
Yeah. I think at the end, when fucking Tyson, they're interviewed together, which is a great idea. I think interviewing the boxers together.
100%.
And Tyson was like, ah, fuck, that was so fun. I'm going to fucking, let's do that again. And fucking Roy Jones goes, nope.
Why would you want to get hit by him again? Like, he's 50 fucking five. He'd still kill half the people on Earth.
100%. Yeah, 100%. And I don't think Roy Jones trained like he was going to fucking...
He didn't look like shit.
No, and train a normal fight. But, I mean, he was still in better shape than me and fucking...
Oh, 100%. I mean, you know who I'd like to see just go in and spar is fucking... Sugar Ray Leonard, because every time you see him, he's still doing like speed bags and stuff. Yeah. And it's like, holy fuck.
Yeah. Yeah.
Like, how in the fuck are you doing that? And then you talk to Roberto Duran and he has no idea where he is.
No. He thinks he's speedbagging.
¿Qué pasa? ¿Qué pasa? No más. ¿Qué pasa?
He thinks he's speedbagging.
Anyone who's thinking of being racist, I'm not. That's what he said. He said no más. Didn't he stayed on his stool? 1981, do the math, bitches. Science. What else you got?
Okay, so you have a chance of making the playoffs. Super Bowl is in Vegas.
Are you going?
I don't know. I think I'll be down there for it.
That's February 8th, isn't it?
7th or 8th, yeah.
I wonder what the Sphere is going to be running that week.
Fucking, I don't know. I hope they play the Super Bowl. Yeah, and I hope they play the Super Bowl in the Sphere.
Go watch it there.
That'd be fucking wild. That'd be wild. But I hear, like, with all this, so the UFC is going to do the fight there in September, and their biggest challenge is getting the camera, because it takes a special camera to get that picture.
Yeah.
So, like, for TV and stuff, for pay-per-view, they got to have two sets of cameras for everything because they got to have the set of camera that feeds the pay-per-view, but they also got to have a set of cameras that feeds the screen.
Oh, okay.
So the physical challenge of getting the fight to work is that's what they're trying to get past. So, like, if they're going to show Super Bowl, they got to transfer it over into the special.
Can't they just stack them?
I don't know. I don't know what the other cameras look like. Yeah.
It's just fucking science. It's on top of the other one, you fucking retards. And I'm saying retard more. I've decided. I'm done with it.
Yeah. I never stopped saying
I'm over retard.
I don't know why they would have multiple cameras. Well, maybe it takes multiple cameras to make that picture work. I don't know.
Seems like a lot of fucking things that smart people would understand.
You're gonna be fucked up watching a fight and then imagine fighting and then looking to your left and you're fucking
thing. How can you do that? How can you do that? Out.
I would like and watch yourself. You're even fighting the guy in front of you. You can still see the screen because it wraps right around the stage.
Yeah.
Oh. Yeah. That was nice. I saw that. I saw that one.
I went too deep on that one. Too far
back. There's a DJ in there.
BJ.
Nice.
Butt juice.
Ooh, nice. That's disgusting.
If you go like this, makes little.
Nah, don't do it. I wouldn't do it. Don't bother. Don't bother doing it. There's no big deal.
Little dirt things.
And
it smells worse. You watch any good movies?
Now that you've been off work for the week.
I haven't watched anything new, man. I still haven't watched The Creator. I watched Reptile. I think we already talked about that.
Yeah. Though. Yeah.
Loved Reptile. I haven't watched anything new. I've been watching Reacher.
Oh, you watch? Yeah,
season two.
Yeah, don't tell me.
It's only three episodes. They stopped at three episodes. They haven't released the rest yet. I was so pissed. I thought I was going to go on a binge.
Were you watching on chill, though?
Yeah.
They might have all of them on Netflix. Sometimes the new ones don't come over.
Oh, he's on Prime.
Or so, Prime.
Yeah. No, I'm good with waiting. Fuck, it's good. Fuck. Yeah,
I like Reacher.
He's amazing. Alan Rickman's perfect for that role.
Yeah. You gotta watch it's called Rugged. It's a guy, he's like a prize fighting boxer down in his luck in Louisiana. It's fucking great.
Oh really?
It's great. It's who got is it? You know the guy who played I think it was Dick, where he was like a male gigolo. He's a teacher in high school.
And oh, Aaron Eckhart.
Yeah. Yeah, he's the boxer in it. It's fucking really good. And who's that chick that fucking she opened an OnlyFans, made like $2 million the first day, and she was just really doing it for research, but everyone thought she was going to do porn. What was her name? She's super hot. Anyways, she's got a sister too. Yeah. It's good. It's really good. Hang on, I gotta fucking find Aaron Eckhart.
I think it's Aaron Eckhart. I think that's who.
Yeah. Now, what other fucking movie was in? I'm gonna go that way. Dick.
It should be interesting what comes up on your TV.
What else has that guy been in? Fuck.
In lots of movies. He was Harvey Dent in fucking The Dark Knight.
Dent. Oh, look at all the things that there's a whole movie called Harvey Dent.
Seriously?
Yeah, that's kind of weird, right?
Very strange.
Is there a new Batman coming out?
There is. Well, the same Batman. Like
with Robert Pattinson?
Yeah, next year.
Oh, nice.
I don't know, man. I like him, but it's like, just give me the Joker. Okay, fuck off. Everyone wants the Joker. Nobody wants to see Mr. Freeze.
Or... There's another Joker coming out, right? Just Joker.
Oh, the Foie Folie or whatever with...
Yeah.
I didn't watch the first one.
No?
No. Here's a little secret. Joaquin Phoenix kind of pisses me off.
Does he?
There's Why? Something about him. You know what it is? It's the fact that his brother was more talented.
Wow.
I prefer to watch River, but he's dead, so.
He doesn't do much anymore.
No.
Joaquin's in, I just watched Oppenheimer last night. That's pretty
good. Oh, how is that? Is
it good? It's good. There are so many people in it.
Like, Robert Downey Jr. All the famous people.
Every fucking person's in it.
Did you watch Barbie?
Yeah, I like Barbie.
Of course,
did you watch it?
You have to say that.
No, I have no expectations.
If you're standing in the thruple world, you have to say you liked Barbie.
No, John was disappointed with Barbie.
Of course he was, because it wasn't the Barbie of his day.
Because it basically made men look bad.
Oh, for fuck's sakes. Pick a fucking side, okay? Pick a side. You can't have.
Why are you picking a side on a Barbie movie? Why do you pick a side?
Such a gay fucking move. I'm sorry.
Yeah,
I'm sorry. We want to be like women. We want to fucking suck dick. But I'll be damned if you're gonna take away male power. Shut the fuck up. Go put your fucking dress on and stand in the corner. Fuck off. I'm fucking so mad at that. You don't get our children. You don't get a 4 months. You don't get the fucking rundown Barbie. This could be what flips me.
Did you watch it?
I refuse to watch it.
You should. It's actually good.
Nope. I don't know.
The way they did it. First of all, Ryan Gosling is fucking hilarious. He is so perfect as Ken. Because I didn't know what it was going to be. I didn't want to hear about it. I didn't want to know if it was going to be fucking animated or
what. Because Ken's stupid, right?
Oh, he's not. He's just the doll. They work the dolls into what they were designed to do. Like Ken doesn't even know what he does. No. He just knows that he likes to hang out at the beach.
Yeah.
And he's good at that. Yeah. But he tried surfing. He was terrible at that because he wasn't made to do that.
No.
But then they start get some freedom and Ken goes bananas, like turns into just douchey fucking. It's actually really good.
I might watch it one day.
Yeah, it's really good. It's called Rumble Through the Dark.
Oh, yeah. I've heard about it.
Yeah,
it's on, Rugged it's on made the, no sense to me.
Yeah, it's on the front page.
Rugged sounded like something you saw on the alt channels.
Yeah, I did.
So I got a friend that didn't believe, he heard us talk about how violent and aggressive the gay porn was on Chill, and he didn't have Chill. And then he got Chill.
Yeah.
And he called me and he's like, "What the fuck is this?" I'm like, "That's gay porn. Gay porn is not romance. It is mean sex." No, do you know why? Because they hate women.
They hate themselves. They hate themselves.
Well,
they're trying to fuck the gay away.
John, while you're listening, you're mad at Barbie for fucking degrading men. Have you watched your gay porn? The shit that you guys open assholes and spit in it.
Well, so do we.
Yeah, that's true.
We pardon this interruption. As legal counsel for the Shaky and Jakey Get Judged podcast show, we must inform you as a listener that the opinions, comments, and subject matter of this podcast do not in any way reflect the opinions of those that matter. In fact, we would like to state on the record that the opinions and comments of the show are from the twisted minds of the creators only, and in no way should this show be taken seriously. The fact that you have listened this long does, however, reflect that you as a listener are in dire need of a therapist. In the meantime, please move on with your life while always judging Shaky and Jakey. Thank you for tuning in. This concludes your therapy session of the Shaky and Jakey Get Judged podcast show.